The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer. And by the way, if you want to know what we're going to be putting on during the weekend, every Friday morning, about 6:35, I call into here AM 690 and Mike Buck, and we talk about what we're covering this weekend. So if you're up that early, 6:35 to 6:45, every Friday morning, we will do a little 10-minute live interview with Mike on the radio, and we'll talk about what we're covering this weekend. So I've been talking to this lady for several months, actually, when I found out who they were and what they do, and finally, we got her on the show, and she's all decked out. Wish you were here. She's styling today. Got her nails and a beautiful dress and hair, looking good. Jennifer Borgia and Johnson, is that correct?
Correct.
Good. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you, Percy, for having me.
Yeah, it's been so long, and I've known you for, at least a year, two years, and we finally got you. You're so busy. I didn't realize how big you guys are.
Yeah, we're growing.
And now you're like one of the biggest providers. I didn't know, but for Medicaid provider, for the medical alerts?
Yes.
Alarms?
Yes, we are a medical alarm company and medication management company. And we are a Medicaid provider.
Now you're a big company.
Yeah.
Because you're at Connect America.
Yes.
And they're got to be one of the largest in the nation. Yeah,
yes.
That does this.
Yeah. To give you a little history, so we started as Kapuna Monitoring Systems.
Yes, Colin Hayashida.
Yeah.
Started it. I remember that because my first TV show was on Olelo.
Yes.
And when I got involved in aging 16, almost 17 years ago, I was like my 42, I think I was, and my day job is the reverse mortgage. And actually, I got this business because I've been doing finance since 1988.
Wow.
And when I was 42, I said, I was bored doing something. And I said, my friend called me and goes, you know what, you should look at this reverse mortgage. You're respected, you're honest, you're a great person, and you know, you do mortgages, and you should really look at this reverse mortgage industry.
Uh-huh.
I said, he goes, you know what that is, right? I said, I kind of do. But he goes, take a look at that. So I got in the reverse mortgage business. I saw the upside of aging, which is huge.
Yes.
And next thing I know, I'm sitting in front of seniors trying to offer the reverse mortgage product, and I knew nothing about what they were going through.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, aging, fall prevention, Alzheimer's. I knew nothing. So my friend said, I was watching Olelo one day. And I was, wow, this is some great content of shows, but I knew nothing about aging. So I called the State Office on Aging, and they said, oh, you know, there's this guy, Dr. Colin Hayashida, that actually used to do a show. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so I found his contact information. I Googled him, and I emailed him. Swear to God, 5 minutes later, he calls me, emailed me. We got to meet.
Awesome.
So I met at Zippy's on King Street, and within about a month, we decided to do a show on Olelo. And he still has it called Kupuna Connections. And I had a show. I branched off and did my own show called 2 Days Kupuna. And that's where I learned a lot about what seniors need out there.
Yes.
And it was a great beginning of learning aging. And so when I saw different products and services that seniors need, I know these personal emergency response systems is really valuable. So so now, but after Cullen, who?
So Cullen, his Kapuna Monitoring Systems left a legacy. We acquired Kapuna Monitoring Systems.
And who's we? Tunstall?
At one point we were Tunstall Hawaii, and was another leader in the industry in the medical alarms and medication management. So being part of a bigger organization allowed us to provide more resources.
Right.
And then now we're part of Connect America, who's the fastest growing and second largest medical alert company in the United States. So our growth, we've expanded so much, and success has attributed to the approach we take to servicing our customers. And although we're a national company, we believe in local services and personal touch, so which is why we have a regional office in Hawaii.
Yes.
And that's why we want to continue Cullen's legacy as Kapuna Monitoring. And this was what differentiates us from other competitors out there, because we have local technicians. We have an office in Aiea. So, yes, and being a part of a larger organization, just like I said, gives more resources to our community. But yeah, we've been growing since.
It's really important to have somebody locally. You can go visit them. You know, you're coming to our aging in place. You've been at many senior fairs. So, but didn't you work at Queens at one point before?
No, that wasn't me. But we are partnered with Queens. They once upon a time used a competitor.
Right.
But no longer uses the competitor. And I've done in services with their service coordinators, and we're one of their referral agencies in the medical alarm.
Oh. Yeah. And industry. So how did you get into this business? How long have you been in this business?
Well, I've been in this business for almost 3 years. And, I just want to say it was fate, because I've been in operations throughout my whole career. But unfortunately, or let's say fortunately, I was laid off from my previous company due to an acquisition, and I was unemployed, and I was just doing my due diligence of applying to certain.
Were you working in this industry?
No. And so that's why I say by fate, they called me and they did the interview, and I have transferable skills that allows me to grow the business and service the kapunas in the community. And one of the biggest things, I have a passion for people. So this position is so rewarding, because I'm helping kapunas age in place and helping kapunas live independently.
That's what's really important. I did a workshop yesterday at Pohenani, and it's amazing. Everybody, how many people want to go to a care home, a nursing facility?
Nobody.
He goes, and then one guy says, well, I want to stay home as long as possible. I said, okay.
Yeah.
That's why we call it aging in place. But what we try to do in this workshop is trying to get people, walk people through life.
Yes.
In other words, I say, this guy was 67. I said, at some point, you're not going to be able to drive.
Right.
You might have a walker or a scooter or a cane. How is that life going to be like? It's going to be a little harder to live at home. But I still want to live at home, he says. I said, okay, good. Yeah. Now, at some point down the road, you have kids? Yeah, only one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't live with you, right? He goes, no. So you're living by yourself, you and your wife? He goes, yes. And I said, so over time, and hopefully, you're still young, but over time, when you get closer to 80 and mid 80,
right.
I said over the age of 85, it's a 50% chance one of you are going to get Alzheimer's dementia. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
That's just everything we research, everything we've done, it's about 49.8% chance they're going to get, one of them going to get it.
Wow.
So can you imagine if you're not home, if your wife's not home and you're by yourself, something happens?
Right.
What's going to happen?
And you're right. You're right about that, because it's all about not if we're going to need it, it's when we're going to need it. Yep. And it's the insurance of having something available in the event that they fall or what have you.
That's what's so important. So I know you guys, let's start off. We finally got you on here. I knew you were so busy. I think, what is it, Leah? 60% of all searches online are through your mobile phone.
Yes.
That's what I heard
from
my studies, research. So I did both, though.
Yeah.
I put in a Connect America on my phone, and I got a website.
Yeah.
And then I went on my laptop. I was always trying to do due diligence. And I always want to research who you are, what they do, and all that. And online, there's a different website.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
And because we're transitioning, of course, to America.
Connect America only bought you, what, 3 months ago?
January. Yeah, okay, we were acquired in January. Okay. Great, exceptional, reputable organization. And we were, of course, transitioning with our brand. And so if you Google Hawaii Medical Alarms, we are the first ones to pop up in Google.
Okay. Hawaii Medical Alarm.
Yeah. So if you look, usually our kapunas or the family members, they call us to inquire about our services, we always ask, how did you hear about us? And they say, oh, we were looking online. So whether it be their phone, or on the computer, they're Googling Hawaii Medical Alarms.
Oh.
So our website, or rather our location pops up, and our website, if you hit website, it connects to the appropriate
website.
That's
what website. I love about, Google.
Yeah.
Like I'll type in somebody that has a call,
Right. Directions.
Your directions, yeah. Or website.
Yeah.
So I went to your website and I found the correct website.
Yes.
But I went on my laptop.
Yeah.
It went to a different website.
Yeah. So
it's still the same thing.
It's the same organization, but because our services are a bit different here in Hawaii, and it's tailored to our community, the website that they would search us under is healthcare.connectamerica.com. So it's really spelled out, healthcare.connectamerica.com. Spell it out and you'll find us. But if you just Google Hawaii Medical Alarms,
that's the best.
Yeah, thing. We're the first one to pop up. We're Hawaii's premier medical alarm company. Yep.
Yeah.
Throughout the islands.
So, guys, if you're more knowledgeable, this industry is called PERS.
Yes.
PERS, Personal Emergency Response System.
Correct.
And that's what I first learned about, 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
When Dr. Cullen Hayashida started it. And it was interesting because I knew that was a budding industry.
Yeah.
And look at it today.
Yeah.
You have 15 technicians?
Yes, because we do service all the islands.
Statewide?
Yes, our technicians are local, so you do receive that personal high-touch service.
So you don't have some guy from the mainland?
No, they're all local.
That?
Yeah, they're all local. They know how to say the street name.
I remember my client was living in Aiea.
Uh-huh.
And my client says, yeah, you know, either document something. He goes, tell the guy in the mainland, yeah, it's Aiea. He goes, what is that? He goes, spell it. He goes, A-I-E-A.
Uh-huh.
He goes, dude, it's all vowels. I said, yeah, it's the only city in the country where it's all vowels.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, and that's where we're located, in Aiea.
You better remember that. It was so funny. But, yeah, so listeners, just Google Hawaii Medical Alarm. You'll catch Connect America. If not, you know, Jennifer will give out her phone number later on. But so give us a kind of a overview of the products and services that you provide. I didn't realize you're statewide. It was great.
Yeah, we're statewide. We service all the islands, even Lanai and Molokai. We have service technicians out there.
Really?
Yes, wow. Yes, which is really good. And what we offer are medical devices. So we have several offerings as far as home-based units and mobile units. So
yeah, I saw that because I don't have a landline.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my clients don't have landlines anymore.
Right, right. So depending on the needs of the kupuna or the client, we have home-based. So if you have a landline, just the standard connects to your phone and has a standard help button. So you just press it if you need help. And then we have those for who don't have a landline. We have wireless home-based units, which is strictly for the home. You don't have to connect it to anything. It has its independent cellular SIM card. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
But is it connected to like Verizon? Or?
Yeah. So AT&T is, AT&T, which is one of the more stronger networks other than Verizon. But AT&T, they don't need a phone to connect. So it doesn't connect to their cell phone because sometimes that confuses
them. Does
it cost
extra for that?
It does because it is a wireless.
It's cellular, yeah.
Yeah, it is a cellular unit for the home. So those are two home bases. So one that connects to the landline and then one that works independently through cellular signal. And then those kupunas who are very active, we have many of them. I look forward to being like them when I grow up because they're active. Yeah, they're active. They're out exercising, but they still need that security. Although we have smartphones, it's still that help of a button, you know, not having to unlock our phone or dial.
Yeah.
It's the mobile unit. They just go wherever they want throughout the nation. So if they travel to Vegas, which is the ninth island, they can take it with them.
So now when you say what kind of, is it like a watch? Is it a key fob? Is it a necklace? What is that?
So for the mobile units, it's more like a small, like back in the day, or I'm sure some of us still have
pager?
Those flip phones or a little bigger than a pager.
Okay.
So it's like, it's that pretty much that size. And they will clip it on their clothing or on their purse or wear it around their neck. So they have options, and we do have some coming out. We're always evolving in our technology. So we do have ones that are coming out with where they can wear around their wrist, like a watch that connects to the receiver that they would either clip on their clothing or their purse. So they can wear that anywhere they go, and it has GPS. It has fall detection. So in the event they fall and they're out and about, it will trigger and call for help. Or if they don't know exactly where they're at, the GPS can locate.
The GPS exactly to
yes
wherever they are. In the
exactly.
Country.
Yes. Exactly.
That's what's amazing about that. You know, GPS. I mean, I use Waze all the time. Yeah. You know, that's all through GPS, and it's amazing that technology. You know what's interesting? I lived on a private lane. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you don't have to, no gate or anything, but I saw a Google car.
Yeah.
Coming down our lane, and kind of turned around, went back out.
Yeah.
But on the top, you know, it's a Google car. It's got one of those
cameras, those rotating cameras, yeah, or 360 exactly cameras. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I seen one several days ago. I think it's neat.
Yeah. So does it have a speaker in that where they can communicate with that person?
Yeah, it's a two-way speaker, you know, and a receiver. So the device, you speak to it and you hear from it. So it's not something that you need to connect to your phone or anything. It works in one unit, one device. Yep.
Wow. And so is it something that so the fall detection, that's relatively new though, right?
Yeah, well, it's been on the device for several years.
Really?
Yeah. It has
extra for that a little bit more?
No, it's actually we can enable it or disable it. It's feature, an option that the Kupuna can choose to use or not activate. So if they're fall risk, it's always important to have that feature enabled. Yeah.
Was it on your website or is your data you sent me that once you reach age, you're 65? Isn't it fall like one out of three people is going to fall?
Yes. Yeah. So
once you reach the age of 65, that's amazing. Right. I'm 59. I'm only 60 years away.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But definitely in the population here, as you know, it's growing, especially in the Kupuna demographics. Yeah. So we have, so as of 2016, 2% in the age group of, or rather 23% in the age group of 40 to 64 and 9% in the age of 65 in Hawaii. So we're just growing. I mean, according to the U.S. Census Bureau in 2016, 17% of Hawaii population are 65 plus years old.
2016. Right now, 2019 is probably more like closer to 19%.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, and by time, I think it's 2030, like 23%.
Yes. Yep.
It's just amazing the amount of growing numbers. So a lot of, but do you get calls mostly from the children or actually the senior? Mostly the children, I'm assuming?
You know, I think it's a well balance of seniors and children. A lot of seniors here who live independently, their children are on the mainland. And so they will call us to schedule an installation for their parent here who's still independent, who lives on their own, but there's just needs that security for their parents. So, they both fairly balance in inquiries. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know the Office on Aging and the County Elderly Affairs Division are getting more and more calls from children living on the mainland.
Yes.
You know what? They don't want to come back.
Yeah.
help my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Out,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is true because I mean, this is where we're a blue zone state. So people live longer here. So Kupuna's, you know, come out here to retire and live a healthy, beautiful life.
Maui, Kauai, a lot of Canadians.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we call them snowbirds.
Yeah, we have snowbird clients. Yes, we do. We do. Yeah, so they enroll during the wintertime.
Oh, they can do that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when they go back to Canada, we do. And you're right about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they withdraw when they go back to Canada during the summer.
So there's no contract required?
Oh, no, there's no contract. No, it's a month to month. Yeah.
Really?
And that's the beauty of our services.
Cool.
Yeah. When they need it, we're here. And if they don't need it anymore, there's no, there's no
bind. Yeah, but so many companies got to be on contract. You know, got to be on contract.
Yeah,
you know, they don't want to get off the contract.
Oh, my gosh.
You're free to break the contract.
Yeah, yeah. I had one client who was on a three-year contract with a competitor, and the only way to get out of it is death. And that is crazy. No, seriously. And I was amazed. And the insurance was covering the service. And so I helped her by writing a letter to the competitor to release her from the contract because the insurance was covering the service through us.
Really?
So, yeah. So, but yeah, I was like amazed. And it's twice as much as what we charge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so you mentioned the word. I was going to ask you about my next question is that what happens when somebody's on contract? And do they have to buy it out?
No. Let's say
they want to switch over. Yours is cheaper, but they have 1 year left.
With a competitor, yeah. Are you saying?
They gotta buy it out, or?
No, I don't know if they buy it out. I mean, it's. I think what I can do is just write a letter to the competitor. And hopefully they can be released from that contract. But for the most part, I don't know how they can get out of their contract.
I mean, I can see why they do that. Yeah. But to me, that's not right.
No.
But also, you said insurance. What kind of insurance covers this?
Yeah, so we are a Medicaid provider. So we are the premier medical...
Medicaid pays for this?
Yes. Amazing, right?
So I never knew that.
Yeah. So
I've been in this industry a long time.
80% of our clients are Medicaid clients.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're working on... So how that works, of course, the service coordinator and the family members will coordinate an assessment to get approved, and we get the authorization. We've worked with HMSA, United Healthcare, Aloha Care.
Oh, is this through Medicare?
It's through Medicaid on that side of the insurance.
Okay.
We're working right now to get Medicare to cover it. Uh-huh. So we're in the process of working that out. So
wow. In
the next, I'm looking maybe 3 months or so, we'll be...
That quickly?
I'm hoping because...
Wow.
Yeah, that's the beauty of having a larger organization.
You're going to need more technicians, Jennifer.
Yeah. That's the beauty of being, Connect America. We have more resources to help our communities because we have a lot of calls saying, do you accept Medicare? And at this time, we don't, but we always say check back, check with your insurance company. But I'm hoping within the near future that will be something.
Medicaid is great. We have a great Medicaid program in the state, and I've said this many times. So in my mind, Medicaid always has certain limits.
Yes.
So what kind of, is there a specific product they get from you guys, or they can choose any product you want?
So it's PERS, like you mentioned earlier. So it's PERS. So medical terms for the insurance, it's the personal emergency. Yes. And they will do an assessment with the member and identify what's best for them. So we can help with whatever products like the home base or the mobile units for the kapuna.
And they pay at zero?
The kapuna, the client, yeah, they do not pay anything.
Zero.
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they don't
it's
pay
all covered.
Wow.
If eligible, yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's a real
good
service.
News, good news to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody from the state office, the Medicaid office has to assess them? Is that the procedure?
The Medicaid office. Yeah, so usually if they're under Medicaid, their service coordinator or their case manager, visits them.
Oh, they're probably already on Medicaid.
Yes.
Now, so do they have to own a home or they can rent a home? Does it make a difference?
Yeah, no? I don't think that makes a difference. It's really based on their assessment and their eligibility.
Wow.
Yeah, so I always encourage clients to talk with their service coordinator or their insurance company.
Good for you.
And find out if it's insurable. Yeah. So
you should do a story in a magazine on that. Have you done one yet?
I have not. I mean, I did do a little article in the Generations magazine about how important it is to have one.
Yeah, but it wasn't about Medicaid.
No, it was not.
Can I ask what percentage of your clientele is on Medicaid?
Yeah, 80%.
80% of your clients are on Medicaid?
Yeah, yes. We've processed over 3,000 clients.
Wow. No wonder you need 15 technicians.
Yeah. Oh, and we're growing and we're getting busier and busier because there's a need.
7 days a week?
I mean, I try not to, but like I said earlier, I have a passion for what I do. It's very rewarding, so I don't feel like I'm working anyway.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
Jennifer, we're here with Jennifer Borgia Johnson from Connect America, formerly Tunstall. And we're talking about personal response system, PERS, P-E-R-S. And just Google Hawaii Medical Alarms and you'll Connect America website. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit boyvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, as always, every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. Now, we just tape the shows and we air them on Sunday. So don't think I'm working Saturday and Sunday 7 days a week, because people always do that. I remember back in the day, we would, once in a while, we'll put it on at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, a lot of studios do a community service. And goes, hey, man, I heard you on the radio. Wow, you were up early this morning. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, I heard you on the radio. No, it's all taped. But anyway, we taped them so I can come in shorts. I don't have to dress up, even though Jennifer here is dressed up to the nine. Like, she's going to some fancy gala fundraiser. But we're here with Jennifer Borgia Johnson. We're talking about personal emergency response system. And is it really important if you're aging in place and if you really want to stay there, but you want to remain safe. So if you have a parent that you're worried about, like I am, if you have a relative or somebody at church or school, whatever you know, or if you hear your coworker talking about worried about their parents, this is really important. And it's minimal cost per month, and even does detection of falls. It does GPS, so if they travel to the mainland quite a bit or stay with in the mainland for an extended time, it's really important. So Jennifer has been very gracious, and it took me a long time to get her on. So don't forget now, in a few weeks, we're going to put it on our website. Our engineer, Leah, sends it over to our webmaster, Malin Moore, who puts it on our website. So check that out. But it's really important. In fact, before we start into more the guts of how the system works, I'm not sure I told you this. About 3 years ago, a family friend of ours called and said, you know, my mother lives at home. I live on the mainland. I'm an only child. She lives by herself in a condo. And I lived in condos for many years myself when I was growing, you know, my younger adult years. And it's really important for condos because if you ever live in a condo, once in a while you see newspaper at the front door, you see 2 or 3 days, either on vacation or they're sick, or maybe something happened to them. You know, and I've been doing lending for 30 years now. And once in a while we hear stories, you know, they passed away in a condo because nobody knew they were not well. You know, unless the resident manager knows a mail backs up or the mailman goes, hey, Jennifer, you know, this mailbox, a lot of mail in here. Nobody's checking it. Are they okay? Are they on vacation? You know, so that's really important when you live in a condo. Anyway, this latest friend of ours asked me, Percy, what should I do? Because I live on the mainland and my mother lived by herself. I'm kind of worried about her. I said, you need to get a PERS, Personal Emergency Response System. Always a simple gadget, watch or bracelet or pendant, and it can press a button if they fall down or if they have a stroke or anything happens inside the condo, instead of reaching for the phone or looking for the cell phone at nighttime. Because, oh, good idea. 2 years later, she called me up. I need your help. I said, what happened? My mom had a stroke, and she's at the hospital, and it's Wednesday, and they want to discharge her Friday. And I'm going, wow, when did she check in? Monday. But this is Wednesday, and they want to discharge her by Friday? You know, hospital, 3 days, huh? Yeah. That's a trigger. 3 days, they want you out, unless you're really in bad shape.
Yeah.
And so I said, can she talk? No. Can she walk? No. Don't let her get discharged. Let me call my friend over at the hospital. I know somebody over there will figure out what's going on. But don't get a discharge. So I said, what happened? He goes, oh, she had a stroke. I said, okay, when did she have a stroke? He goes, we don't know. The week prior, she called her mom Friday. She called her mom almost every other day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nobody answered the phone. So she was worried. She said, called her cousin, said, go down Monday morning, find out what's wrong with my mom. They went to the condo Monday morning. Friday, Saturday, Sunday newspaper there on the front door. Wow. Not good. Knock on the door, nobody answered. They broke the door down. She's in the tub. So oh she must goodness. Have had the stroke probably Friday or Thursday, Friday night.
Oh, my God.
In a tub till Monday morning.
Wow.
And if she had the personal response system, button, gadget thing, it might have saved her life. We don't know.
Yes.
But at least she would have had a little more clear conscience that she tried.
Right.
And it's something that I tell everybody. If you're living by yourself, if you're worried about falling down, having a stroke, heart attack, whatever, and I tell people, if you're in your house, if somebody tried to break into the door, you hear somebody at night, instead of trying to reach for, turn the light on or reach for a phone, just press the button. My neighbor has that.
Yeah.
The husband, unfortunately, died in the front lawn.
Wow.
But detected a fall. They called me because they couldn't get a hold of the daughter.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I said, so they call me and say, is he moving? He goes, no. Is he breathing? I don't think so. Is he alive? We don't think so. So, okay, I'll be down.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he passed away right on the front line.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. But they were able to call somebody immediately. Unfortunately, the daughter was working, so it flips over. They called me, which I was next in line. I was right next door to them. Yeah, so does your system do that as well?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you mentioned that she was in the tub, and most falls happen in the tub.
Yes.
And which is why our products are waterproof. They should be worn at all times in the shower.
Waterproof?
Yeah, the buttons are waterproof.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they should wear it all the time in the shower, especially in the tub, because that's where the falls happen the most.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, and you talked about her.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, her. You talked about her having a stroke. I just recently did an installation 2 days ago because the client had a stroke and he was being discharged too. So we wanted to simultaneously do the installation as he was getting out.
Yep.
And his sister called. He doesn't have any children. And so his sister called and she was from the mainland. she's the one that was inquiring about it. It was like, my brother's in the hospital. He's getting discharged. And so I was working with her throughout the whole time he was in the hospital. And it was an emergency to ensure that he had something available right when he got out of the hospital. So that's important. And the thing is, we don't want to wait till that happens, you know.
Want to be proactive versus reactive.
Right. And so we encourage, you know, clients who are at risk fall or who have medical conditions to have this medical alarm, personal emergency response system in place, because it's not if we're going to need it, it's when we're going to need it, you know, and it's all about being insured and having that. The way it works, so if someone falls and they can't press the button, we have fall detector pendants. So that way it will detect a fall if the client cannot press the button. So it would trigger. And what happens, the emergency response operator will connect and see if the client needs help. If he or she cannot speak, we will treat it as an emergency and call the family.
So is the speaker on the gadget?
It's not on the gadget, but it's with it. If it's a mobile, it's on the device. Uh-huh. But if it's a home base, it's pretty loud. Yeah, it's a monitor, okay. And it's really loud. And although if they can't hear each other, if there's no voice interaction, we treat it as a emergency. Right. So we'll call family members or the ambulance, whichever is first in line as the responder. So we can call the family first or we can call the ambulance. It's just the preference of who they want us to call at that time. So that is how it works as far as when they press the button or they fall. And the emergency response center will dispatch the ambulance. We actually had one of the challenges, though, sometimes our clients don't want to wear the button, you know. It's something they need, but they just feel I'm independent. I'm independent. You know, I don't need it. You know, I'm still good in good shape, and I'm sure they are. And again, it's just in case if it happens. Right. One time, a technician went out to service the monitor, and he was knocking on the door of the client, and the client was on the ground and could not get up.
Wow.
On the floor in the house. And he could see through the window, was like, "Where's your button?" And she's like pointing up there on the counter. He's like, "Well, I can't come in because the door's locked." So she had to scoot to unlock the door. She couldn't get up. So when he was able to enter into her home, he gave her the button to press it because, you know, liability, he can't help her get up. So she had to press the button, the emergency ambulance, you know, they came and helped her and assisted her. But who knows how long she's been laying there. And that's why it's so important. And we encourage our kapunas to wear their pendants all the time.
Yeah.
And as I know you're super independent and it's just that insurance in case that
you gotta
happens.
Get the mobile one.
Yeah.
They really need to get the mobile one.
Yeah.
That's really important because you just don't know what's going to happen. In fact, remind me of a friend of mine. I heard about the mom falling down. Mm-hmm. And I heard the story that, his mom took 3 hours to get to the phone.
Yeah.
I said, why 3 hours? She was on her back and she was like 80 years old, very frail, and took her that long to scoot from one side of the room to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
So when I found out, I said, hey, Russell, you got to get one of those personal response things. Gadgets, you know, can detect a fall. It can call you. It's got to press a button. Or if there's a detection of fall, speaker will automatically go on.
Yes.
He goes, nah, I don't think so. I said, so I saw him like a month later. I said, oh, so how's your mom? Well, I got her a cell phone. I said, Russell, cell phones are great. I got one from our family member. But they'll eventually lose it. Don't forget. They'll forget to charge it.
Right.
Or they said, nah, I don't even leave it in the drawer. Unbelievable. You know, what? A year later, she finally passed because she fell down.
Hmm.
And, you know, they say over the age of 80 years old, 75% of people that fall down, you know, will fall down. And another 50% of those people don't recover.
Right.
From the fall.
Right.
You know?
You're right. And that's the thing. Our mindset as a different generation, we think cell phones will be the answer to that. And we don't need, but really the smartphones are a little technical for our kapunas, you know, having to unlock it, press the buttons. It's not the same as if just wearing a pendant around the neck or around the wrist. It's as simple as pressing a button versus trying to unlock the phone. Or like you said, charging it and things like that.
Oh, charging it. They don't know where they put it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then they got to figure out how to use it because they haven't used it in 3-4 months.
Right.
Yeah. So the cost is reasonable. I think it serves a purpose. It's so funny. People say, I'm too young. I say, you're 70 years old. Why do I look like a senior? Who cares?
Right.
As long as you save your life.
Yeah.
Or save your parents' life. It's so important. So anyway, so what's the process? They call you up?
Yeah. So they can call us at the office, and that's 808-721-1201. They will call us, let us know what they're looking for as far as a mobile or home-based unit. We can ask some questions. Everything can be done over the phone as far as gathering information, as far as name, address, responders. We typically have a technician go out between 5 to 10 business days to install. But if it's an emergency, we treat that.
Jennifer
ensure.
Go out herself.
Yes, I do. I do. Really? I go out. Yes. Like I said, I did an installation just a couple of days ago when they released one of our clients from the hospital. I will go out myself. That's how much I have a passion for this.
So what exactly, when you say installation, it sounds like a big job.
Yeah, it's not. It takes about less than an hour. As long as we gather all the information we need, personal information, to create a profile in the system, once we do that, we go out to the home. We either, so if it's a home base, we just plug it into the wall, let it obtain cellular signal if it's not connected to the landline, and then register the device and show the client how to use it. It's really as simple as that. There's not a lot of technicality in it. It's just
press a button.
Yeah, just registering it once it's at the house.
What do you mean registering it?
So when we go to the home, we call into the emergency response center and register the unit under the client. So that way, when they press the button, we know exactly who pressed the button. So if it's Percy that pressed the button, we know where Percy, this unit is assigned to Percy. And we know where you live. We know your birthday. We know your medical conditions. We know what you're allergic to. We know who to call when you press the button, whether it be your wife or whether it be the ambulance first. We have all that information.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. So we register, and we call it installation because we are installing the unit, but we pretty much register the unit when we're at the client's
home. What happens if electricity goes out?
The good thing is that the home-based units have 30 to 60-hour backup batteries.
30 to 60 hours?
Yes,
wow.
Yes. So,
that's long. That's
so depending on the unit, it's 30 to 60 hours.
5 days?
Yeah.
Oh, 4 days? 3 days?
Yeah. So
I'm not good at calculating.
So if the electricity goes out, it has a backup battery. Although if the cells, just like our cell phones, if the towers are down, if it's a wireless, of course, that's something that we cannot control as far as using a third party. Or if the phone lines that they're working on, Hawaiian Telecom or what have you, the phone lines, if it's out, that's something that we can't control. But for the most part, it has a backup battery.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, can we give numbers or cost over the phone?
Sure. So it's really, when you're talking about cost, it's really inexpensive and it's a month to month.
What's inexpensive?
So $38.74 a month for a standard home-based unit for the help button and the unit to be at home. $38. And there's a one-time installation fee of $52.36. But for anybody who's listening to this, you just say you heard
save
it here.
$52.
Yep. You save the installation fee. Just let them know you heard it on this station and you will waive that $52.
So when you said home-based one.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other one, the mobile one?
The mobile one is $52.36 a month.
And that's for everywhere you go in the U.S.?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
speaker on there.
Yes. Yes. It's a mobile. You can use it when you go to grocery store, exercising class. You can use it when you go to Vegas. You just got to let us know that you're traveling so we know, update the system to know that you're traveling. Although it has GPS, but we like to know your residence, like where you're going to be.
Why don't I press the button? Oh, Jennifer, Can you pick up some poke on the way home?
it's so funny you say that because we had a client who would trigger the unit and says, call my friend Mary to come, because she didn't have a cell phone or a phone. She had a wireless mobile unit. And because her friend was the first responder on the list, she'd press it and be like, she'd be like, call my friend just to come over, not to any emergency.
Can you do that?
No, we recommend that you don't do that because it's for emergency. The operators are there to service for emergencies.
But does it go through the operator or just call? call? Does it just
text? It goes to the emergency, our 24 hours response center. So it goes to our emergency.
So in the mainland, yes. Unfortunately. But
I mean, it's 24 hours and there, you know, it's okay that it's on the mainland. I mean, because you're still going to get that help that you need.
So what happens? I press the button and an operator will come on and say, hey, Percy, how are you doing? What can I do for you? What's the emergency?
So let's say you press the button and I'm the operator. I say, hi, Percy, this is your emergency operator, Jennifer. Do you need help?
Okay.
So we always, the kapuna will either say yes, and then we'll send for help. Or if they say no, because sometimes it's an accident, you know, whether they're doing gardening or something and they push the button on accident, they say no, then we'll just reset. But if they need help, then we will call for help. Oh. Sometimes, like I said, if we don't hear them because they, God forbid, blacked out or something like that, we will call. We'll treat it as an emergency. Yeah.
Okay. So is there a limit, like 3 or 4 people, or was there a limit?
There's, you know, being in Hawaii, we have on the list like 10 people, and then we have to tell them, be mindful of us, because if one person doesn't answer, we're going to go through all those 10 people, because we have big ohanas, and so I said, be mindful. So we suggest to keep it minimum to like 3, but some have 5, and. You know, it's okay. You can have as many as you want.
Because people are working. It's actually calls it a cell phone. Like for me, if I don't answer the cell phone, you know, if the emergency, my neighbor's emergency people call, they go to the next person.
Correct. If you don't answer your phone, it goes to the next person in line. So whoever we get in contact with, then we'll stop at that point. But if we don't contact them, if we don't make contact with anybody on the list, we call the ambulance.
Here's a question I thought about, and I don't know if you guys have, because I heard one of the others, is there a limit of how many limit of calls per month?
No.
I was reading somewhere, somebody had 8. You don't have 8 calls. Like, what? That's crazy.
Oh, no. Whenever you need it, however you need it, there is no limit. We don't charge you for additional calls. Okay. No. And we also encourage our clients to test their unit once a month just to make sure everything is working accordingly.
Oh, really?
So they just do test calls. Although we monitor all the devices virtually, it's always important for our clients to test it once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's no limit.
Okay. So when I went to your website, they said about home health solutions?
Health solutions.
You guys do that here?
The home health solutions as far as the monitoring. Are you looking at the...
I'll look at your website, the one when I Google Connect America, and they talked about, remote monitoring. What is that?
Yeah, so that's like taking blood pressures. Those are more referred by the doctors who need to monitor their patient's blood pressure or weight or what have you. So, yeah, that's something that we work with the hospitals with.
Oh,
so
really?
Not directly with the client, but with the hospitals.
Okay. But I mean, you provide.
We provide services.
Oh, what kind of service is that?
So it's health monitoring. So health remote monitoring. So again, it's like blood pressure. So for those clients who have high blood pressure and the doctor wants to monitor their blood pressure, so that connects a virtual system. It connects. So when they take the blood pressure, it reads into a system, and the doctor can see it.
So the client has to do their own blood pressure?
Yes. But that's all referred on the hospital side, like a doctor's side, versus them calling and asking us to set that up.
Yeah. So you guys provide this monitor?
Yes.
Thing? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And what about medication management?
Yeah, that one's a really good tool, because how many of us or kapunas have all these medications lined up on the counter? And
most I've heard is 12.
Yeah, that's a lot, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so just to, you know, open those bottles to take the medication, we have medication units for our clients to be compliant. So a lot of our clients are referred to have this medication management tool installed by the insurance company, because they want to make sure that they're taking their medications on time. So the tool beeps and sends a phone call and blinks. So if you don't, it's on a time, dosage time. So if it's time to take your medication at 8 o'clock, it will blink and beep and send you a call.
So what do you call this thing here?
It's called what we call a MedMinder.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a board?
It's actually like a huge pill box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So every they have to put a pill in there?
A pillow?
Do they put the pills?
A pill. Yeah, a pill.
Pills
sorry.
Inside
yeah,
the dispenser?
Yes. Yeah, so they will put the pills in the dispenser. And so the either the caregiver or the family member or the nurse will fill that for the patient. And we have locking units and non-locking units. So for those who want to protect those med seekers, but it would open the compartment and just take the medication out when it's time. And it's censored, so we monitor it. We have reports online.
Oh, so they open it, but they didn't take it out?
Yes, we can tell whether they took it out or not. We can tell if they took it on time or not. We can
tell. What if they don't?
Then that's something that the report that the case manager will get or the family member will get, and then we'll, you know, of course, work with the patient or the client to ensure that they take it on time. So the whole idea is to remind them to take their medication on time and be compliant.
So this is with the Medicaid plan?
Yep, Medicaid covers that as well.
So what is the cost just for regular?
$52.36 a month. Oh, again, there's no contract. So that, so the medication management is something private pays can have.
Well, because a lot of people, that's really important.
Yeah, I think so.
You got to add on there. Also, a note when you open up, please drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Because that's true. How people faint.
That's true.
They don't, they're dehydrated. They need to hydrate. And you can't hydrate instantly. You can't drink water right now. It takes at least an hour, 2 hours to get hydrate your body when you drink a lot of water. So it's really important. But so the remote patient monitoring, is that through Medicaid as well?
That
or the hospital?
Yes, hospital solutions more so. But again, they work with the doctors with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned you guys partner with other hospitals.
Yes. So like Queens Medical, they refer us as a preferred medical alarm in medication management. We've had people from Hawaii Pacific Health.
Yeah.
So they refer their patients to us. We've partnered with Project Donna so for those who are looking to have this PERS and don't have the funds, Project Donna has in the past few years had a program where they can subsidize the service for them, so they can call them and inquire about that. We've partnered with other agencies like Senior Communities and Senior Hui's as far as referring them to have these PERS in place.
And you're going to be at the Aging in Place.
Yes.
Guys, it's August 17th this year at Alamon Hotel, 8 o'clock to 2:30, and Jennifer will be there. But it's really important just to give her a call, because if you're worried about your parent, it's really, really important. So let me ask you this. Since we have experience with this in the past, what happens if you go install something for the parents and parents say, no, I don't need it?
Yeah, we've had that. We've had that. I mean, several of our kapunas we've experienced that. And, you know, if we want to make sure that our kapunas are comfortable with what they have, you know, and we seek guidance from the family. We follow the direction of the family and the needs of the, you know, kapuna, the parent. So if they don't want it, then we won't install it, you know, we will just go ahead and I mean, we even have Medicaid clients like that, you know, service coordinators and case managers refer these for us to install the PERS. And when we get there, they're like, no, I don't want it. But we have to work with the case manager too to before we just remove it, because if it's something that they truly need, you know, we need help from the family or the case manager to encourage the kapunas to have it. Yeah,
it's just something that I think that's very difficult, like trying to get them to declutter.
Yeah.
That's really difficult. And I get that. But so I tell people just like, you know, just tell them I'll pay for it. Just leave it in your house. Someday you might need it, but at least I think it would give the children or the child at least a little more clear conscience, knowing that they tried to do something.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't something that we didn't think about. We thought about it, just they didn't want to do it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's unfortunate. But I think you got to really look at this. Look at the risk that they're putting their loved one into. And it's something I think we all need to protect ourselves. Aging in place is huge because every 10 minutes, when I understand the last research from the Fall Prevention Consortium, you should join that group, by the way.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes, a first responder goes to a senior home. And typically it's for the fall or a stroke, and it's really important. So anyway, last line, phone number, Jennifer, to reach you?
You can call us at 808-721-1201. 808-721-1201.
And you're statewide, there's no contract. And Jennifer will come out if it's an emergency.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate it. Connect America, Jennifer Borgia Johnson here. Thank you very much. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.